Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of This Just In. My name is Marco.
And my name is Catherine, and today we've got some interesting lessons for you.
That's right. We have a very safe week coming up because we're going to talk about safety and calling the ambulance or calling 911, a lot of really useful lessons for emergencies.
So we have your health in mind. That means we want to make sure that if you're ever in a situation in which you need to call an ambulance or you need to call the fire department, you're going to learn how to do that today.
And this is actually based on your real life experience, right? Because you had kind of a, it smelled like there was a fire going on near your building, and it was kind of hard to communicate these terms of emergencies in Chinese.
That's right. I woke up in the middle of the night and I smelled what I thought was a fire, and I'm sure it was a fire, but because my building has no fire alarm, mm-hmm. I was very nervous on the sixth floor. There's no elevator. And so I went downstairs and it got stronger and stronger, and I asked my neighbors, "Do you smell that?" I said, "Something's burning." And they said, "Oh, yeah, well, I don't know." And so we all had to decide what to do. But in the end, it was outside. Someone was burning something outside.
Okay.
But it made me nervous because if you don't know how to say something like, you know, "This person can't breathe," then, you know, you might not be able to save them, right?
Right. Exactly. So that's actually the lesson that we have on Monday. We are going to call 911. So we're going to talk about the basic things of why you would call 911 and all the words and phrases associated to this activity.
Right, so 911, for those of you who don't know, is the telephone number of emergency services in America. Mm-hmm. So we dial 911 if there's a medical or a fire or a police emergency.
Right, and I think actually a lot of countries are adopting the number 911. I think it's become like kind of the standard in many places.
It is, although in China, I think it's 114 and 119.
Oh, really?
Or 114 and 119.
I think in Ecuador, it's like
101
or something like that. Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, so that's on Monday. On Tuesday, we're going to talk about the $500 million movie.
The $500 million movie?
Yeah, which one is that?
Avatar!
Yeah.
If you don't know what this is, you probably haven't been reading the newspapers very much recently.
We're going to talk about the most expensive movie ever made up to date.
Until James Cameron makes another movie,
right,
which he's bound to.
It's going
to
cost like $1 billion.
Perhaps.
We're going to talk about Avatar. This movie lasted about 3 hours. It cost over $500 million. But it's already made like over $1 billion, right?
It has. Everyone was lining up to see it here in China. And in fact, it was impossible to buy tickets. People were selling them on Taobao for like 600 RMB.
Yeah, actually, people went to the movie theaters, bought tickets in advance, and then started to resell them because, you know, everyone wanted to go see this movie.
Crazy. So it's not only a movie you can see in the theater, but it's got the 3D and IMAX versions.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you wear the 3D glasses, it looks really, really cool, I'm told. I couldn't buy the tickets because they were sold out.
I actually saw the movie in the movie theater, but I didn't see the 3D version.
Exactly, me too.
So it's a really interesting movie. We won't really have a clip for it in the show, but we'll talk all about it and some of the scenes. And it was actually pretty long.
It was long, but it didn't feel long, which is a good thing.
Yeah, it didn't really feel long. Mm-hmm. Although towards the end, I did notice that it was like midnight already, and I had gone into the movie theater like at 9.
Well, my problem was that there were so many people in the movie theater, and it's the middle of winter, that it was really, really hot because the heat was on. So that was annoying, but the movie was good.
All right. So that's on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we're going to be learning about CPR.
CPR, a.k.a. cardiopulmonary resuscitation.
That's right. So you see this in the movies all the time when somebody almost drowns.
Usually a very good-looking person who's almost drowned and a really good-looking person who saves them with CPR.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about this activity, what are the words associated to it, and kind of a short explanation on how you would give CPR to someone.
See, we're very, very well-rounded here. We can teach you all sorts of things.
Exactly. And on Friday, to finish off our safety week, we are going to learn about first aid.
Well, this is another very important one, especially for those of you who are trying to take a course, maybe volunteer. So you'll learn some really great words and phrases that have to do with first aid.
That's right. So actually, I got the question once, why is it called first aid?
I think it's because you're the first person to go help someone. So mm-hmm. aid means help. And first, obviously, is you're the first responder.
Right. And actually, it's true, right? If, for example, somebody has an accident, usually paramedics and an ambulance will call. and they will, usually paramedics and an ambulance will arrive, and they will apply first aid. So they will, you know, stop the bleeding, stabilize a person, and take him to a hospital so then he can get real treatment.
Right. So you have a specialist maybe at a hospital who can really fix them. But
right.
The first aid people make sure that they stay alive.
Right. Exactly. So very interesting, very useful, and very practical lessons for this week. So that's about it. Do you have any news on your side?
I don't really have any news this week. It is almost February, though, and I know that in some places in the world, especially China and Southeast Asia, people are getting ready for the new year. So
that's
the lunar
right.
calendar is going to indicate the new year. So happy almost new year to those of you who are listening from those places.
Yeah, that's right. So in many places, we are already in the 2010. We're in the new year, but this year is the year of the
Tiger.
Wow. Mm. It's the year of the tiger. Powerful year.
Yeah. I kind of feel jealous because I'm the year of the rat. And as nice as it is, because, you know, the rat is supposed to be very intelligent, it's not as cool as the tiger.
Yeah. Or the dragon.
Oh,
I really
yeah.
envy the people who are the year of the
dragon.
Or to
you, the rabbit.
I'm the year of the pig. That's even worse.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of bad. Yeah. Okay. So, got the pig, the rat.
There's like the snake. There's the monkey.
Ox.
The ox. The year rabbit. That passed was the year of the ox.
Yeah, that's right. So, tiger and then... I'm not sure what order they go in, but
I don't know either.
I'm curious to know if any of you celebrate this. If you do, let us know on today's lesson. You can post your zodiac. You know, there's a Western zodiac and an Eastern zodiac. So you can post your zodiac and let us know how you're going to celebrate.
All right, everyone. That's all for today. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
EnglishPod.com.